What's going on? What's going on? What? What? I don't understand what's going on here.
Hello, and welcome back to Super Future Friends. This is Adriana and Kristen.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen. And today we're reviewing issue number 86 from January of Superboy, not actually Action Comics or Adventure Comics this time. It's just Superboy. And the story is called The Army of Living Kryptonite Men. And this is definitely the worst story yet. This is pretty bad and nonsensical, so...
Not a bit of it makes
please
sense.
Be patient with us, because nothing will make any sense during the story. But we'll try our best to explain it to you.
And laugh at it.
A lot. So this starts out with, instead of a splash page, kind of a splash box of Lex Luthor using a sledgehammer to hit a statue of Superboy.
Where are they getting these statues?
He makes them.
Everybody has a statue of Superboy.
He makes his own. That's where everybody gets them.
He's just like, that's actually where his money comes from.
I didn't realize that Lex, I think you pointed this out, that Lex Luthor is fighting Superboy, not
yes.
Superman. I didn't realize that they knew each other back in the day.
I didn't realize he'd been stalking him since childhood.
Yeah, that just makes him even creepier. Old man.
He's breaking the Superboy statue with a sledgehammer while wearing an amazingly retarded looking hat.
And on the screen, I mean, you're supposed to get the idea that it's kind of like a virtual reality helmet before they knew what virtual reality was. And he's kind of
way
using
before
it.
Before they knew what virtual reality was.
And I think you're supposed to get the sense that he's wearing this helmet and he has to act things out, and that these kryptonite things he's made.
His army of living kryptonite men.
These little kryptonite men thing are acting out what he's doing on the screen. Again, it doesn't make sense, but this is just a preview of what happens in the issue.
At least this kind of splash page actually directly correlates to what will happen. It is not a little splash panel of nonsense. I mean, it is a splash panel of nonsense, but this nonsense actually happens
in
the
comic. It just doesn't make me feel any better about the story.
No.
So, it starts out with...
The most unnecessary conversation Superboy has ever had with anyone.
You know, Superboy's from a small town, and the Kents are small town people, and they're the most boring fucking people in the world. It's Clark showing his dad his trophies. Now, his dad lives with him.
No, but I don't think you understand. This is in his secret room in the Kent home.
How could he have a secret room?
I don't know.
I'd be pissed.
I don't think it's a secret from his dad, because his dad's not
Did he make
very
this
impressed.
Room?
I don't know.
He
I
should
know.
Not be constructing anything. I think we've established
yes,
this.
Yes.
So, to begin our nonsense, Superboy's trophy room, he's showing it to his dad. Some of these trophies are awesome, by the way. One is a Valentine from his stalker, Lana Lang, which we'll talk about next issue.
Yes, giant stalker, Lana Lang.
And the other creepy thing he has there are, can you read what that is?
Hairs from Lex Luthor's head before he became bald.
Holy God.
So many questions. How did he get these? Why did he feel the need to keep them?
Oh my God.
What the hell? What the hell?
So, his dad is like, what an odd coincidence that Lana Lang and Lex Luthor, who play such important roles in your life, both have the same initials, LL. And that is, like, so boring conversation that you have with old people. It's like, it's a little bit too real here.
Like, thanks, Dad. Yeah. But, of course, he replies really excitedly, that's not all, Dad.
And then he shows his dad these figurines that his friends from the future have given him. For some reason, they felt the need to give him these little presents. And what's great about this is that when he's telling this story to his dad, he's saying that they're kind of like souvenirs from an adventure that they had on Superboy Planet.
Now, let's remember this adventure on Superboy Planet as that time his jerk friends from the future showed up and put him in prison on his own little planet and didn't explain anything and assumed the worst and assumed he was a horrible, horrible person.
Turned the entire town against him, made his parents say
horrible things.
Horrible, horrible things.
And now this is the adventure on Superboy Planet to him.
Clark points out to his dad that Lightning Lad also has the initials LL, making Clark just as boring as his boring, boring old man dad. Like,
he replies, remarkable.
Yeah, it's like the most boring conversation you could possibly have.
I want to mention that these souvenirs from his amazing adventure on Superboy Planet, these little statues of his friends, they felt the need to put their names on them and their powers in case, I don't know, he forgets or something. I just like that Saturn Girl has now been downgraded to Super Thought. I believe she was Super... What was it? Super...
Thought casting, mind casting,
something like that. Now she's just super thought.
Lightning Lad is super lightning.
As opposed to normal lightning.
So this conversation careens into his dad talking about Lex Luthor and about how kind of sad it is that he has a brilliant mind, but he's driven by a warped, mad, unreasoning hatred for Superboy. So apparently this is...
He kind of seems okay with this.
Yeah, I think if my son was being, like, hated by a very creepy old man, I'd be a little bit more concerned. I don't know why this guy isn't just arrested.
Everybody seems to know Lex Luthor hates him, but they're all just kind of like, oh, well.
Yeah, and we don't really know why, Superboy seems to apparently have some kind of history with Lex Luthor.
Or something. I didn't know they were friends as children, so...
Yeah, so... While they're talking about Lex Luthor, it just so happens that Lex Luthor is hatching another amazing plot. And by amazing, I mean stupid.
Super stupid.
Super stupid would be underneath his maquette. So he's wearing this awesome retard helmet that you would put on a person.
A super special helmet.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, the safety helmet he's wearing apparently gives him telekinesis powers.
We'll call it that, though.
You'll soon see that it's not telekinesis.
It's whatever the hell they felt like making it do at that moment.
Whatever Bob decided to draw in the panel at the moment.
Yes.
So, he's got these rocks, and he's like, oh, awesome, I used this helmet to move these rocks around. Now I can totally destroy Superboy.
But what I find weird is that he's making these rocks float around, but he's saying he's making them alive and intelligent. I just realized this. I don't see it doing math or anything. He's just circling about his head, and he seems to be directly causing it, so I don't really know if the rocks are intelligent.
They're alive and intelligent. You obviously don't know anything about rock intelligence.
He has very low standards for intelligence, I guess.
He's flying around.
Yeah.
Superboy is the most intelligent person that he knows.
Indeed.
Because he can fly.
Indeed.
Crypto's also intelligent because he can fly. So that evening, Superboy's patrolling Smallville because, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of shit happens in Smallville.
Mostly his fault.
Mostly his fault or his psychotic friends from the future. And superheroes, but part of his patrolling is looking around Smallville and then looking up into space to make sure nothing is hurtling towards Earth that he needs to take care of. So, what does he see up in space?
My greatest sadness. He sees two asteroids. They're in a delicate balance, a delicate gravitational balance with one another. And one of them has a giant hand of stone.
It's kind of hard to describe, so we're going to post up a picture of the asteroid with a giant hand coming out of it.
It looks like a meatball with a glove coming out of it, is what it looks like. So this is what he sees, and he's like, huh, I should go check that out. That's a little out of the ordinary. So while he's standing in front of this already menacing giant hand, it gets even more menacing and suddenly clenches into an angry fist. So, of course, his reaction is just to be in awe of it and to keep standing right in front of it.
He looks really friendly. Then when we cut back to Lex Luthor chilling in his lab, he's watching the clenched fist on his little screen.
His super telescope scanner projector screen.
Yeah. So apparently he has a camera or something up in space that Superboy didn't notice because he's retarded.
It was actually probably like a third asteroid.
So
with a giant camera on it.
Oh, God. So he's looking at this clenched fist, and then he's making a clenched fist. And what you're supposed to get out of this is that, you know, what he does, the little rocks on this asteroid are also doing, also mirroring. And then he starts gloating. And what's in the background of that picture of him gloating? Kristen.
His Dr. Superboy statue. He's just got this life-size statue of Superboy chilling in the back of his little inventor laboratory thing. Am I supposed to be thinking this thing is always just there?
He sells them to other people, other creepy people that inhabit Smallville.
There happens to be a lot of them. I see a lot of these Superboy statues.
Okay, so you might be wondering why there are two asteroids involved here.
I was wondering that.
I wasn't. Anyways, it turns out that Lex Luthor was hiding bits of kryptonite.
Not bits. This is like
giant chunks.
Yeah,
giant chunks of kryptonite were being hidden on this other asteroid, and they come flying at Superboy.
They were hidden behind the lead mountain on this other asteroid.
That's why he didn't know they were there.
Yeah, which, incidentally, where did Lex get two asteroids?
How did he get them into space?
How'd he find a lead mountain?
Okay, back in Smallville times, kryptonite, you practically fall over it. It's like limestone. So it's like clay. They sell it in stores.
Actually, it must just be more like air.
Yeah.
It's just,
you just inhale it. So this kryptonite comes flying at him, and he has these dolls now that are shaped like rock men, and he's kind of waving them about, and then the rocks form into these rock men that he's holding. So previously, the rocks were doing the things that Lex was doing, and now...
Now they're voodoo.
Yeah, it's kind of like a voodoo type system that he's using now, and... You know, Superboy sees this shit coming. He is freaked out. He's like, oh my god, living kryptonite. And he thinks it's living too, so he's just agreeing.
Everybody thinks it's living. I want to point out that in this panel, Lex has his super special safety helmet on while he's holding these two little Rockman dolls, and it is actually like the greatest thing I've ever seen. He looks insane. He looks completely insane. Just, like, yelling at the screen.
But this is the least insane part of the story, honestly.
But this is my favorite Lex panel, I think. He looks, like, out of his mind.
I think it looks better when he's destroying the statue in the next
panel.
That's right.
So the next panel... So, okay, he's just using these little voodoo dolls, and he's dancing them around, and I guess that's how he's making them form. But then the very next panel, he's got a sledgehammer, and his dolls are nowhere to be seen. And he's, like, busting up that Superboy statue, which... Also, did he pause and drag that from the back of the room? Because that wasn't there a moment ago.
So would the kryptonite men be, like, weirdly acting out the Luther dragging out the Superboy statue?
Maybe.
Like, really, like, weird and awkwardly in the middle of a fight. And Superboy would be like, what's going on?
Yeah, so now these kryptonite men are, once again, doing what Lex is doing.
Yes.
So I'm not really quite sure why he pulled out the dolls. You know what, maybe he just pulled out the dolls because he likes dolls.
I think he likes dolls. So, the kryptonite men are beating the shit out of Superboy. His skin's green.
Yeah, he's got super kryptonite blood poisoning.
It sucks. And who shows up but Crazy McCrazy Hat? Lana Lang, Superboy's amazing stalker, and Clark Kent's friend, sort of. Yeah. Crazy bitch, Lana Lang.
She hasn't been a stalker yet, so far, right?
Yeah, you don't find out how crazy Lana is.
She's crazy.
Until next episode. So, Lana Lang is climbing into Lex Luthor's laboratory. He has the worst... He apparently just leaves windows open.
Wide open.
And this crazy bitch just... goes into open windows.
She says, I wonder what amazing experiment Lex Luthor is working on now. Drat this curiosity of mine. I've just got to find out.
She is a psychopath.
So she's just bored, so she just breaks into his house.
So what happens is she goes into his lab, and she sees a lever. And she doesn't know what this lever does. This lever happens to turn off the device that Lex Luthor is using.
Yeah, we get to see a nice little flashback body bubble with Lex remembering how he built this switch in case the Po-Po shows up and he needs to destroy all his evidence, all his inventions. So Lana really wants to pull this switch. This switch that she has no idea what it does in somebody else's house that she's broken into.
In a
mad scientist's house. She really wants to pull this lever. So she's sitting there, like, having a inner struggle, and she's like, should I or shouldn't I? It has a little narration telling us she has no idea that she totally might save his life if she pulls the switch. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to pull the switch and she's going to accidentally save Superboy.
But then she doesn't. What happens instead is that the lights go out, a fuse is blown, and she freaks out. She's like, oh shit, the lights just went out. I'm getting out of here.
And she's like, I'm scared of the dark.
She's just scared of the dark, but not afraid of mad scientist's laboratory.
I'm going to jail for breaking into someone else's house.
This crazy man who's trying to kill Superboy. He's a murderer. He's trying to murder a boy, okay? She's not afraid of that, but she's afraid of the dark. Lex Luthor changes the fuse. What happens next is also awesome, because I don't know if you know this, but Superboy actually has a dog.
Crypto. The super dog.
And Crypto has thoughts like a human would. except a little bit more retarded, because Krypto doesn't know anything about science, but he understands his powers just fine for some reason.
So he just happens to be romping about nearby. I think he's on his way home. He just happens to be close enough to these asteroids to, like, see his beloved master being beaten by these monsters. Like,
so Krypto decides that he's going to help out Superboy by blowing, by, like...
This is honestly, like, the weirdest panel I've ever seen. It's just, like, Krypto flying, and you see him thinking, and he's like, I know, I'll super puff my master far out into space to safety. Now, he doesn't do this at all. He's just flying there. But then there's a little narration box saying, your plan can't work, Krypto. Don't you know there's no air in outer space?
Like, the dog's smart enough to think of a strategy to know, oh, the kryptonite totally hurts Superboy. I'm going to help. He's smart enough to know that. But, you know, the narrator's like a dick. And he's like, foolish dog. You don't know anything about space. And we see Lex Luthor with a giant doll. This giant doll translates to the kryptonite rocks as, you know, let's all break apart and reform into this giant living kryptonite man. And the living kryptonite man, this really huge one, grabs Krypto.
It also doesn't really make much sense that he needed a giant doll to make this giant kryptonite man, because the other dolls were really little.
And they were man-sized.
Yeah, the actual kryptonite men were man-sized, but his little dolls were tiny. Plus, he only had two little dolls, and there were three kryptonite men.
Shh. This is why a final crisis has happened. So, after it grabs Krypto, basically, giant living kryptonite man now collapses, and Superboy and Krypto are trapped underneath this rubble.
And I like this panel because we see them, like, buried under a bunch of kryptonite, and they're having a really touching moment, and Superboy's like, it's the end joke. Goodbye, faithful Krypto. And the dog is also thinking, goodbye, beloved master.
He totally understands everything that Superboy is saying.
I like his panel because the dog's tongue is lolling out a little bit, and it looks really cute.
Aww,
and they're both, like, dying at the same time, so it's, like, cute in a weird way because they're green and dying, but the dog looks pretty cute.
So Lex Luthor pulls a Bond villain move where he's totally got his nemesis where he wants him, and totally going to kill Superboy. And like a James Bond villain, he decides to turn off the camera and leave the room to go gloat. But his gloating consists of looking at himself in a mirror.
He's smiling so happily.
And smiling and saying, you know, this is great.
He's like, I'm awesome.
Ha ha, with Superboy dead, no one can prevent me from becoming the greatest scientific criminal of all time.
He's like, Luther, my boy, you're terrific.
Wow. But in the next panel...
It says, but unexpectedly...
Oh my god. Improbably...
Impossibly.
Superboy and Krypto come flying through the wall.
Bursting through.
Just like the Kool-Aid Man, basically.
I love how giant the rubble is that comes out of his hole, by the way. It's like giant boulders come out of his wall.
I think maybe he brought boulders with him. Maybe just to fuck him up more.
He's really wanting to throw some stuff at him, I guess.
And then, through a door...
It's great. So, Superman and Krypto come busting through the wall. And then Lightning Lad shows up, but he's just, like, comes through the door.
What Superboy says in this instance is perhaps the greatest sentence ever uttered. He says, what you didn't count on was someone who also has the initials LL. Meet Lightning Lad, a friend of mine from the world of the future, who was a member of the Legion of Superheroes. This is the longest sentence ever. And
this is the crazy conversation he was having with his dad, not with Lex Luthor.
So Lex has no idea what he's talking about. He's like, what?
And
what?
I like it because he's like, we're seeing Lex in like three-fourths back view, and he's, you know, looks surprised. He's supposed to be looking surprised because these bitches just busted into his house, but I like to think that he looks really surprised because he has no idea what he's talking about.
I think anytime you see a flying dog with a little cape, you look surprised in general.
Also, Lightning Lad coming in with his women's tights.
Those are lovely.
I hate those tights.
So you might be thinking, why the hell is Lightning Lad here? Well, it turns out that Lex Luthor and Lana Lane are not the only creepy people in Superboy's life.
I mean, I think we already know that the Legion is nothing but stalkers and crazy people.
So you know that device that they were using to spy on Superboy and led them to imprison him and arrest him and turn the entire town of Smallville against him, make his parents say awful things about sending him back to an orphanage? Remember that? Well, those guys are using that same device to spy on Superboy again.
So these people, they surround, they have nothing better to do in the future.
There are no crimes in the future.
No crimes. They have nothing better to do than to sit around and watch Superboy's life. But for some reason, they're watching it. They're watching just this time. They're in the future. Technically, they should have the ability to watch any point in his life.
I don't want to give away the ending, guys, but Superboy does not die in this issue.
He does not die.
He does not actually die.
Superboy's explaining what happened. So his three future friends who were jerks and stalkers are sitting around watching him, and they see him get into this horrible situation, and they're like, oh my god, we have to go help Superboy, which is actually the first nice thing the Legion has ever done, albeit it's retarded and it makes
useless.
No sense. Useless, absolutely useless. But I was like, oh, they're actually being friends. Then again, maybe this isn't nice because technically, if, you know, maybe he was supposed to die and they came and saved him, they just screwed up time and space and the world and everything collapses.
This is why Final Crisis is happening.
Because of these two asses. So they see that he's being hurt, Lightning Lad's like, oh my god, I have to go help Superboy. I'll be back in a jiffy, guys. And he just jumps into his time bubble and runs to help him.
The kryptonite rubble that is covering Superboy and Krypto, he shoots at it with lightning, which somehow helps, and blasts them free. And the next panel is amazing, because Superboy explains that because of what Lex Luthor was doing to the rocks on these asteroids, their gravitational pull was a little bit fucked up, and if Lightning Lad hadn't shown up, they would have collided into each other anyway.
And set them free. So Lightning Lad showing up and exploding them and setting them free didn't need to happen.
So it's just really bizarre. The only reason I can see for all of this bullshit to happen in this story is that they wanted those people that have LL in their initials to show up in this issue. That's the... Because Lana showed up for three panels and
for no reason. Again, her actions meant nothing to anyone.
Yeah, this is the last page of the story and Lana's nowhere present.
She's just gone. She ran out the window and never came back.
So Garth blows up Lex Luthor's machine that he spent so long making, and Lex Luthor laments that because all the things he made that machine out of were so rare, he can never rebuild it, which is convenient for us. I like that Krypto is like growling at Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah, that's cute.
He fucks up his machine and then gets in his time bubble and leaves. And Superboy is thinking, you know, I wonder if Lex Luthor learned his lesson and he'll stop trying to fucking kill me. I'm sure he did, because Superboy is stupid.
Yeah, he's very hopeful all the time, despite how much everyone tries to kill him and mess with him.
I think he has to be hopeful at this point. It's like his brain building up a resistance to the horrible things that happened to him. But, of course, Lex Luthor, I think we all know. Spoilers! Lex Luthor does not give up on destroying Superboy.
He does not suddenly become good right here.
What happens instead is, let me read this. If a legion of superheroes will exist centuries from now, then a legion of supervillains probably exists in the future, too. This logic is not actually sound. And then he says, someday I'll contact them and get them to help me to destroy Superboy. So this is supposed to be foreshadowing the Legion of Supervillains, which I didn't realize that Luthor had a hand in the Legion of Supervillains, because I think we all know him as the founder of the Legion of Doom.
Right.
Yes, the Legion of Doom, right? That's what they're called.
Right.
They better be called that. Like, I can't really believe that he prefers villains from the future to help him out with stuff.
Is this hopeful in his own abilities? Because this entails a time machine.
Yeah.
That he doesn't have right now. Or maybe he just thinks some future villains are going to just show up. I mean, it happened to Superboy. So it's not completely improbable that it happened. It's just not very likely.
He didn't say he'd travel there. He just said he'd contact them.
With
a cool helmet, obviously. So I like that Lex Luthor wasn't arrested or anything at this point.
He totally just tried to murder someone for like... I mean, this had to have taken at least a half an hour to an hour. So he spent like a good amount of time trying to murder someone. And they're just like, that's Lexi. And then they leave.
Oh my god. God. I want to know what that awkward situation was after Garth blew up his machine and then they turn around and leave. I want to know what that was like. Did Lex Luthor just kind of stand there awkwardly as these two young teenagers just...
and their dog.
And their dog humiliate him. But as bad as Lex Luthor is, he's not as bad as someone else with LL as their initials, as we'll find out next episode.
Oh, and we noticed that Supergirl wasn't mentioned, and we're not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is an LL, actually, so we're not sure in this if he's not met her yet.
I think he hasn't met her yet.
I think that he just doesn't care about his sad orphan cousin.
They don't speak of her. What orphan cousin?
Exactly.
So, Linda Lee is not mentioned, but next time, I assure you, the story will make a lot more sense.
And sorta.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense if you just understand that Lana's a crazy bitch.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But where can people email us?
I know it this time.
At superfuturefriends@gmail.com.
And if you have any comments, you should email us there or comment on our blog. Or we are now on iTunes, which means we're awesome and legit now. We're like aww, a real podcast. So if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, we would really appreciate that.
Only good ones, though. I mean, if you're going to say something bad, I don't care.
You say something bad, then we'll track you down and kill you. And, I mean, why would you be listening to it if it's super bad? Super good. That's our super placard.
Super good.
Super good. Well, that's it for now. Bye.
What's going on?